Having highlighted the superiority of love, both in its essential role in spiritual gifts and life virtues, and also through expounding on its positive characteristics, in addition to demonstrating that love is the foundation of true selflessness, he further emphasizes its value under another, a third perspective. He does this firstly with the intention to convince those who appeared to be deemed inferior that they have the potential to possess the most significant of all signs. They will not be at a disadvantage compared to those with the gifts, if they have love, but rather they will be considerably better off. Secondly, with regards to those who had indeed received the greater gifts and felt elevated because of them, his objective is to humble them and to illustrate that they have nothing if they are void of love. In doing so, they would both foster love for one another, eradicating both envy and pride, and in turn, through their mutual love, they would even further ban the continuation of these negative emotions, for love does not envy, it does not inflate one's ego. So from every direction, he constructs for them an impenetrable shield and a multifaceted unity, which first eliminates all their ailments and as a result becomes even stronger. Hence, he proposes countless reasons that could alleviate their disappointment. As such, both the same spirit, he says, is the giver, and he gives for mutual benefit and distributes as he wishes, and it is a gift that he distributes, not a debt. Even if you are given just a little, you contribute equally to the body, and for this you are awarded much honor. And the individual with the greater gift needs you who has less, and love is the greatest gift and the superior way.